time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Braden Nelson. He is with USU Eastern. He is the Special Events and Technical Coordinator. And we have a great event coming up here within the next couple of weeks, the Short and Sweet Film Festival. It's going to be taking place at the Geary Theater. Braden, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Now, first and foremost, let's talk a little bit about what the changes they've done to the Geary Theater, because maybe a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to go get into the Geary.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, like many of you know, there's a $6 million refurbishment that happened just a few years ago. And so because of that, we've still kept a lot of the historicity of the building. Still feels like the old Geary, but we've got state-of-the-art lighting, state-of-the-art sound, wonderful seating, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful building, and we're happy to be able to use it in this way.
It is a great building, and it's something that was definitely needed to be done, and I'm glad that they took the time to do it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Short and Sweet Film Festival. Now, the great thing about this is a Utah-based festival, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
The gentleman that puts it on, you said, is Warren
Workman.
Workman.
Yep.
And he is actually the founder of the Utah Film Awards.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many years have they been doing this festival?
So the Short and Sweet Film Festival has only been running for about 3 years. But in those 3 years, they've met with incredible success and a really great response from the community.
Okay. And you said that it is a traveling festival.
Yeah, yeah. We're hoping that hopefully they've found their home here in Price.
Okay, let's give some of the particulars of it. When is it, and what times, and all that good stuff?
So the Short and Sweet Film Festival will be taking place next weekend, January 17th and 18th, starting at 5 p.m. and going till about 9 p.m.
Now, do you need tickets for this?
Absolutely not. Just show up at the door, first come, first serve.
And it is completely 100%
free. 100%
free. Just go on in and sit down. Now, what are some of the criteria and some of the categories of the films?
So they've broken down the films into just two separate categories for the festival itself, narrative and documentary. But within those categories, we've got things like action, comedy, drama, war films. There's animation. There's a lot of variety. So whatever you're looking for, you'll find it.
And I did see, speaking to some of the criteria of it, under 40 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's called Short and Sweet. It's very
so
to the point.
You're not going to get your money's worth because you don't have to pay for anything.
Exactly.
You can go sit in the Geary and just watch probably 5 or 6 movies one night.
Yeah, absolutely.
And any idea as to how many movies they're bringing down with them?
So we've actually got, let's see, it's 28 different films from 24 different countries.
And that's amazing, really.
Yeah.
To get that kind of information and those kind of things here in our backyard, it's a great thing. Some of the titles, have you got those?
Yeah. So some of the titles we've got include, Infinity 7, The Hearing, Ceasefire, The Puppet Master, Alexa, 120 Seconds, Carrying Tomorrow, Credible Fear, The Difference, Diversity in the Long Gray Line, and a ton more.
A bunch more. Now, the great thing about this is these guys have quite a online presence.
Yeah,
If you're interested in any information about this, they have a Facebook page. It's Short and Sweet Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have a web page?
They do. It's just shortandsweetfilmfestival.com, and you can see the lineup for the entire festival and get a little more detail on it as well.
And you can kind of plan out what you want to do and what you want to go see that way.
Exactly.
All right. Braden, one last time, let's give everybody the particulars again. January, next weekend?
Yep, next weekend, January 17th and 18th, starting at 5 p.m. both nights, completely free.
Free to the public, first come, first serve. It is the Short and Sweet Film Festival. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
This is going to be a great thing, and maybe it could be something that we get to come back year after year.
We sure hope so. We hope it turns into something annual.
The best way to do that is to get some public support behind it and get on out there for it. Braden, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Happy to help.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.